When the money coming in is less than what's going out, financial planners say there are basically two options: reduce expenses or boost income. State workers now are considering their choices in the wake of announced furloughs. Diane McGinnis-Casey works at the Department of Health Services.
I don't plan to get a second job over it. I mean, I guess I keep it in perspective. A lot of people have lost their jobs already in the private sector, so...
Tracy Anton, a financial planner with a firm in Madison, says those with savings are better able to weather the financial storm.
Well, hopefully they've done some kind of planning for this. We've been in a recession now for close to a year and a half almost.
Several other states have told workers to stay home in an attempt to balance budgets. Wisconsin's furlough announcement caught some off guard. Sarita Jha works at the Department of Public Instruction.
Well, I don't like it. I thought it was only supposed to be in California, not here.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger ordered the state's first ever furloughs to deal with a $42 billion budget shortfall. California workers have already started taking off 2 unpaid days a month. Wisconsin's furloughs have not been finalized, but state workers have been told they'll have to take 16 unpaid days over the next 2 fiscal years. That amounts to a 3% pay cut. Union workers still have to vote on rescinding next month's planned 2% raise. Jha says forsaking a raise and taking days off may help other state workers.
I don't want people to be laid off, so whatever needs to be done.
However, Jha isn't so understanding about the timing. May 6th was State Employee Recognition Day. A day later, Governor Doyle announced the furloughs of non-emergency workers in 2010 and 2011. The governor plans to share in the financial pain by not accepting 16 days of wages, worth about $8,400. And Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says he'll give some of his salary to charity. For employees who make less than those 2 elected officials, balancing the family budget may mean giving up things. Financial planner Tracy Anton says look for the expensive extras.
Like cable or going out to eat or shopping on the weekends. What are the things that I can make changes from that don't really impact me in an emotional way or mental way, but just financially, what can I do?
Anton says doing the math is important. Know exactly how much money is at stake by calculating net pay, since taxes won't be taken out during furlough days. The Office of State Employee Relations and other agencies are getting numerous calls about the furloughs. The inquiries are being compiled by the Department of Administration. Spokeswoman Linda Barth says they're looking over pages and pages of questions from employees trying to plan for the furloughs. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.